want to greet each one this morning in the name of Jesus. He's been so good. And our lesson this morning is God's strength and our weakness. How many have ever felt God's strength in your weakness? I'd like to see the raise of your hand. When you felt that, what did you do? This morning I'd like to give some practical illustrations of what some do and what we do if we're not careful. When we find ourselves in different predicaments and everything goes straight, great, have you just been at the right place at the right time? Have you been fortunate? Have you been lucky? Or do you say, thank you, Jesus? If it hadn't been for you, what a disaster would have taken place. And you know, sometimes I think because we don't give him the honor and glory that he deserves, we experience some disasters. And he says, well, if you ain't going to, and yet God is great. And God's grace is sufficient. And I believe he allows things to happen to us that we might look up and realize that it is he, it is the grace of God, and it is his strength that brings us through those troubles. I'd like to read this morning in Psalms 50. The mighty God, even the Lord, our strength, even the Lord has spoken and called to earth the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Out of the Zion, the perfection of the beauty of God hath shined. Our God shall come and shall not keep silence. Afar shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. He shall call to the heavens from above, and to the earth, and make judge his people. Gather my saints together unto me, that have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Have we made a covenant this morning? Have we signed our covenant? Are we doing what our covenant would ask us to do? God is expecting us. And the heavens shall declare his righteousness, for God is judge himself. Hear, O my people, and I will speak. O Israel, and I will testify against thee. I am God, even thy God. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings, to have continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, nor he-goats out of thy folds. For every beast of the forest are mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the fields are mine. I wonder if those that are going to be tramping through the forest tomorrow, I wonder if they realize that the wild beasts that they're trying to conquer are God's. And I wonder if when they get one, if they get one, if they say, thank you, Lord, for helping me and for giving it to me. Or did you just look around suddenly and there he was? Or did the Lord tell you to look this way and there he was? I think that too often we take credit upon ourselves for what we have done and don't give it to the Lord. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine and the fullness thereof. Offer unto God, here's the key verse, offer unto God thanksgiving and pay thy vows unto the Most High. You know, it's easy for us to come here this morning and sing these songs. But how about in a low tone, whistling as you're going through the grocery store? How about in a low tone, humming as you're going through the grocery store and of different hymns? Amazing Grace, that everybody knows. And I'll tell you, if you do it, watch the heads turn and look at you. You don't need to say nothing, and you're not disturbing anyone. But giving thanks to God and letting people know that you are His. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked, God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? Or thou shouldest take my covenant out of in thy mouth? Seeing that thou hast instructions and cast my words behind thee. When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and hast been partakers with adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thy own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence, and thou shouldest that I was altogether such as one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set thee in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whosoever praiseth glorifieth me, and to him that ordereth his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. And now as I asked you this question, how many have ever come to the place where and you gave God the honor and glory? I shall never forget, we were coming down the Conestoga River, several canoes from my Sunday school class. And there at Eden at the paper mill, oh, they say it was as black as a hat. Well, it was blacker than a hat, I thought. But it was, I knew something was going to happen before long. And we were coming right there and there to the, where the, it was a little ripple, that's not there anymore, where rocks were across the river. And I said, Lord, keep that up there till we get out of here. And we got to the banks and pulled our canoes up on the bank, and just as we put the canoes on the bank, it just, like he dumped a bucket out. And I said, thank you, Lord. And the time that, and I think we continually need to realize the times that happened in the past, the time of my dialysis, and I said to the doctor, I said, praise God, or thank the Lord. And he said to me that when he told me I was going to have the dialysis taken out, I said, thank the Lord. He said, you know, have no other one to thank. And then in the course of conversation, he was a very fine doctor, Dr. Wiener. And I said to him, I said, where do you go to church? I knew he was seemed like a very godly man. And he said, we go to the temple there on Jewish temple. And I I didn't know what to say. I was sort of baffled, but I said, well, if it hadn't been for you, you folks, we wouldn't have what we have. And he was very, very considerate and very understanding. I have something here I'd like to read yet. It was in the book God's Presence in Time of Travel by John Drescher. Here is an invitation of promise and command. God again and again pleads with us to call upon him in the time of trouble. Often persons who seldom call upon God in time upon him when difficulties come, how much more should we who have their continual trust in God call with the confidence upon God's deliverance? A skier was swept down a 1,000-foot mountainside and was buried in several feet of suffocating snow. He said it was like time buried until he said it was being buried alive in wet snow. After being rescued, the happy survivor was quoted as saying, "I think I was probably on the way to dying, except that my friend got there on time." How often do we do the same thing? Let's remember to give God the praise and God the honor and God the glory, for we are his. And remember, if that person who God gave the very breath that he was breathing, it ultimately all comes back to God. He gave him the strength to go, to be there, and the strength to help that individual. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your understanding. We thank you that you have given us many things that we don't deserve. Your love, your help, your guidance. All these things have come from you. And Father, we pray that we might not just be thankful amongst our people, amongst our kind. Oh God, as we're out in the workplace, as we're going about our daily duties, help us, Lord, that we might be willing to give credit to the one that credit is due, and that is to you. I pray that you might bless the further service, the tons of Sunday school teachers, the brother who is bringing, Brother Merrill, who's bringing the message. We just pray that you might reach down and give him wisdom, give him understanding, give him words to speak, and Father, help us that we might accept what you have for us. Bless us and make us a blessing. For all you do, we'll just say thank you. Amen.